Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Entertainment news now, Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Good morning, Cindy. A lot of people have been watching Love Story, and we're about to get more Kennedy on the streaming channels now, aren't we?
We are. Good morning, Bob. And you know the name. You just don't know the whole story, maybe. It's why America's First Family seems like they're everywhere, from the JFK Jr. romance, Love Story, to now a really cool new Netflix project called Kennedy. The streamer's working on a major project, sort of in the vein of The Crown. Multi-season, starting in the 1930s with Joe Sr., his wife Rose, and their nine kids, capturing the attention of the nation. We start with Jack trying to escape the shadow of his older brother. Two-time Oscar nominee Michael Fassbender is going to play Joe Kennedy Sr., which is exciting, the patriarch of the infamous family. And some season regulars have evolved already. Laura Donnelly, who used to be on Outlander, is going to be Rose Kennedy. Nick Robinson is Joe Kennedy Jr. And no word yet on who's going to play JFK. So that'll be interesting to see. But Wyatt Russell's going to play Charles Lindbergh, and they're going to cast other people. Imogene Potts as Gloria Swanson. Remember, the senior Kennedy was also in the Hollywood movie business for a while.
Yeah, that'll be big, and that'll be on Netflix. And what are they saying? Maybe next year?
Maybe next year. They just started filming in London. No date. But Netflix is saying soon, and they do have a way of turning stuff out pretty fast.
There's an Apple TV series, Your Friends and Neighbors. We watched season one. John Hamm loved it. The problem, I can't remember now what happened. There are too many shows.
It's
coming back, so I hope they recap what happened so I remember.
Well, a little primer here. Remember, John Hamm was an investment banker. He gets fired, and he lives a very rich lifestyle out east. And he doesn't know what he's going to do. And he's at a party and he decides, oh, wow, my friends have nice watches upstairs. What if I just stole one? They're not going to miss one out of 30 watches. So he starts stealing from his friends and neighbors, pawning things off. Of course, he sort of enters a bunch of murky life of crime types. And we left him with his ex-wife, played by Amanda Peet, who's always great. He has a girlfriend and his life's sort of imploding. There's a lot of bad guys after him. In season two, even better. He's still stealing. He sort of got out of it, just luckily, at the end of last season, but he's still stealing this season. And there's a really bad guy played by James Marsden who comes in, who catches him doing something. And you got to figure all these people have cameras in their houses, right? Mm-hmm. And then he sort of blackmails him. So it's a great new season. And you know how John Hamm is so funny? We asked him, what is it about this show that's so good? And he just said, it's me, period. Oh, come on. You got to love his sense of humor, he's a great actor.
Coming back to me now, season two Friday. Kim Novak is going to be the subject of a film, and she had quite an interesting life, especially her movies with Alfred Hitchcock, didn't she?
She was the actress who was so beautiful who did Vertigo. She's 93 now. She also was very well known in the 50s because she dated Sammy Davis Jr. in a time where that was a turbulent relationship. And they're trying to make a life story type of movie, and they've cast Sydney Sweeney as Kim Novak. And you might think she'd be thrilled, but guess what? At 93, she's not. She has gone full guns out there saying, Sweeney's all wrong to play me, quote unquote, because, quote, she sticks out so much above the waist, unquote. And she's very afraid, Kim, that because Sydney's so sexy, that this relationship with Sammy Davis Jr. is going to be the main part of the movie and not her acting career.
Well, that should be good. And when are we going to see that?
Also next year, hasn't really filmed yet. And they have not cast Sammy Davis Jr. That'll be interesting, too, when that comes down the pike.
Kim Novak, born in Chicago. She went to school at the Art Institute here. Well, we talk every day, it seems, about reboots, prequels, sequels. And now we're talking about The Wedding Crashers, aren't we?
they've tried for years, and Buffalo Grove's very own Vince Vaughn even came out last week and said he wants to do a Wedding Crashers 2, which would be so good. He even has Owen Wilson on board, but nothing ever pans out script-wise. He said, quote, "I would do it if there's a good story. It's always fun to do something with Owen, but I think we need a really good idea. I don't just want to jump into it." It's probably Vince's biggest movie. Remember, it starred Rachel McAdams, Bradley Cooper, and Christopher Walken, who's always so great.
I have not watched or didn't watch The Comeback when it was on. The Comeback is now making a comeback. What do you think? Worth watching?
I was iffy on this. It's Lisa Kudrow, who's in HBO's The Comeback. It was off the air for a long time. It began in 2005, and that's a pretty long hiatus. But now Kudrow, who's 62, it's back. It's billed as the final season, and it's about a sitcom star trying to stay in the game. The whole topic of this season is she's fighting AI. And Kudrow says she knows a little bit about the fickleness of Hollywood after all those years of Friends. She said it's mostly about people desperately trying to keep their job. And she said the new season is also about aging and thinking about how you come across at this age. So some interesting topics. I don't know. I'm a little iffy.
And finally, if you like The Outlander, you may want to circle November 1st or December 5th on your calendar. Tell us about this, Cindy.
You know, Bob, this is a good night out for you and Marianne. You grab a shot of whiskey and then take an Uber and go see Outlander because they're coming to town twice. You're not going to get Jamie in his plaid kilt, but this is the music of Outlander going on tour. It's called the Echoes Through the Highlands Tour. Two upcoming Chicago dates, one November 1st at the Auditorium Theater and one December 5th at the Prairie Home Alliance Theater in Peoria. It's a major U.S. tour that's going to have all the unforgettable music from the series, which ends in a few weeks. And it's produced by Bear McCreary, who did the popular theme song called the Skyboat Song. Pretty song. And Annie Lennox actually sings it this season as Outlander bows out. So you can check that out, too.
Maybe, but it'll be a shot of root beer for me. Cindy Perlman-Gaper in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.